It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, statewide HPR 1 stations, part of Afternoon Drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fridays with Helping Hand, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week, we have a new guest, Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. According to their website, this nonprofit, Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii, specializes in riding instruction for special needs individuals, but also provides therapeutic riding to individuals of all ability. Goal is to improve the minds and bodies of riders using horses as partners. They also have some special mini horses that visit individuals who can't visit their program due to physical or financial reasons. They've got a benefit fundraising Christmas party that's coming up Saturday, December 16th. 4 to 8 Polo Field Clubhouse in Waimanalo, offering dinner, silent auction, raffle prizes, BYOB. And we have a very special guest to learn more about the organization and the event, Executive Director of Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii, Dana Venon. Welcome, Dana. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And first, you guys have a few different programs. I was looking at the website, riding sessions, equine outreach, Kona program, Waimea program, some camps. If you want, maybe describe the programs and how it works relating to folks who have disabilities.
Right. So therapeutic riding is basically what we do. And what that looks like most of the time is a regular horseback riding lesson, except that we're trained to focus on physical health, mental health, emotional status of our riders. And then we're kind of trained to promote that improving through riding, working with the horses.
So folks come out there, what are the riding sessions all about?
Like I said, they're basically focused on learning how to ride, learning how to care for the horses. But, you know, of course, involved in that is spending time with the horses and kind of absorbing all that compassion that horses seem to just sort of have around them. And then when a rider's on a horse, the horse's motion actually moves their body through a normal walking gait, because the horse is horizontal when you're sitting on them. It can really improve the gaits of riders who have difficulty walking. For individuals who've never walked, it provides a real walking experience. It can be really a powerful thing.
And so how does it work? So somebody, they contact you guys, they pay, like explain for people who are interested in maybe participating, who have no idea whatsoever and want to know how it works. And maybe somebody has a child or a loved one who has special needs and they're curious about how it would work. Give an example of what might happen.
Sure. So the first thing is, you know, you call me, get to talk to me. And the next thing is we'll have a conversation about who's coming to ride. Now, there's certain individuals who shouldn't be on a horse. Spinal issues, hip issues. We don't want to cause harm. So we do request a medical clearance if there's any things like that that raise a red flag. Once that's settled, we'll just set on a riding time, and the rider will come and be introduced to the barn. We like to have our riders spend time grooming horses because that's a valuable experience as much almost as the riding part. We'll assess them for tack fit, get them mounted up, and start teaching them how to ride.
The equine outreach, I'm just going to guess, and maybe I'm wrong like I am about a lot of things, is that where the little horses go out and do sort of the outreach work?
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, and talk about that.
That is probably the most fun thing I've ever done in my entire life. We have a minivan that was donated, and we customized it to be basically a little box stall. So mini horses jump in the minivan, and we go to town or wherever, and they jump out, and since they're so small, they're only about 200 pounds, they can really go anywhere. They're also very willing, and they're very outgoing. And so they've been in elevators, schools, hospitals. And it just gives people a chance to experience horses who, like Shriners is my favorite place to go, because those kids are locked up in the hospital for months at a time. They can't go see horses. We bring the horses to them, and they get to spend some time just visiting with them and maybe forget that they're in the hospital and forget that they're not feeling that well.
And that's sort of like a therapy dog approach to animals, providing comfort and relief.
Similar, except it's horses.
Right.
So I think it's cooler.
Yeah, but definitely both very special animals.
Absolutely.
So that's the approach. And for the equine outreach to take place, do people have to pay for that? How does that program come to be?
Well, the idea behind that is it's people who can't get to us. It bothered me that there's people with disabilities who are out there who could benefit from the horses. Also, people who can't afford it. So we don't charge for it. We do depend on the community to help support that program because that's one of the focuses of it.
And that goes to just hospitals, or where else are the range of places it would go?
Hospitals are good. I love to go to like special ed programs in public schools. Like we get to go to Waipahu Elementary special ed program, and I'm pretty sure most of those kids had never seen a horse before, and it was really neat. So I try to keep it to, you know, nonprofits, places where people can benefit from it. We don't have a hard and fast rule about that. Mm-hmm. I don't do birthday parties really or that type of thing.
I get it. Kona program. What's that all about?
Kona program is super cool because it's run by my mom, who is a pediatric physical therapist. And when I started doing this, she just thought I was a little bit insane and didn't really know what it was, but she came and watched it a couple times, and then she actually brought over a couple kids that she was working with professionally as like birthday presents or Christmas presents. And once she saw the effect that the riding horses had on the kids, I as a non-therapist, just a therapeutic riding instructor, was able to do things with the kids that she as a therapist was not able to achieve. So then she started her own program in Kona, and she really does an amazing job because of her background as a therapist, right, and her background with the horses. She now can do things that I can't do and really have a physical impact on the kids that she works with.
So you guys basically offer a parallel over there in the Kona area?
Yes.
Okay. Waimea program?
Waimea program is more similar to mine, where it's just run by a horse lady who has a passion for working with children. She owns her own property. She raises some amazing quarter horses that are very good at this type of work. So both those programs operate on a smaller scale, you know, just given their geographic location and the fact that they're strictly volunteer.
That's Waimea on Hawaii Island?
Yes.
Okay. And that dials in on, so ages, what are the ages that this should be?
We actually work with kids aged 4 and up. Kids under the age of 4 aren't really medically safe just due to their developing neurological systems. I think the oldest rider I ever had was my grandma, rode with me on her 95th birthday.
So it's really, it's anybody over 4 and up.
Anyone over the age of 4 who is medically cleared for it.
Correct, right. So you would want people, if they're curious, they can call you and say, this is the disability or special need that we're dealing with, and would that be appropriate to get on the horse?
Absolutely.
Okay. Costs for participants with disabilities to participate, what are they?
We have half-hour sessions, and we have hour sessions, and half-hour sessions are $35. Hour sessions are $50. Because we're a nonprofit, we're actually able to offer lessons at below our costs, as probably you'd guess horses are expensive to keep here. And then, of course, the equine outreach program, there's no charge for that. We're always looking for places to go. And that's community-based support for that.
So you'd be interested if people were thinking, wow, our program could benefit from the equine outreach. You'd be interested in maybe hearing from people who have an idea once, you know, you maybe have sparked some curiosity. How does the rate that people with disabilities pay differ from the general public?
We have kind of a hard time making that difference. So we actually charge the same to everybody, just because my idea of how therapeutic works could be a kid whose parents are getting divorced, or a kid who's just struggling in school, a kid who's having a hard time. So a long time ago, I kind of stopped being able to tell the difference.
How do you guys get your funding?
Most of our income comes from just doing riding lessons 6 days a week. We have 2 fundraisers a year. Of course, this one coming up in December is one of them. We also just survive on donations from the community, and we do a little bit of grant writing.
Okay. And you guys have been in existence how long?
The earliest document I can find is 1983. So quite some time.
Under this name, Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii?
It actually was founded originally under Therapeutic Horsemanship for the Handicapped.
Okay.
And we obviously
modified the name.
Yeah, just changed the name to be more.
So turning to the event, which you have mentioned, and talking about the funding and how that apparatus works, coming up Saturday, December 16th, Christmas Party Fundraiser. Now, this is 4 to 8 at the Polo Field Clubhouse and has a nice colorful flyer. There's silent auction, raffle prizes, dinner, entertainment. It's BYOB. And let's talk a little bit more about that. What's going to be happening there, and give some exciting details for folks who want to consider supporting you and attending.
Well, it's at the Polo Field Clubhouse, which is a beautiful, beautiful piece of land in Waimanalo. The Polo Club is kind enough to allow us to use that facility for this fundraiser. It's a really, really nice place at sunset, especially. We have a bounce house for the kids. We actually got a photo booth donated. We have a really nice dinner, some great auction items, some great raffle prizes. Kids are welcome. They just go screaming around the place and have a total blast. Adults have a nice evening in the country. Kind of ends early so everyone can get the kids home and go to bed. But it's a really fun night, I think.
And folks can come as you can get different size tables. So if you're someone who likes to travel in a larger group, they have that sort of option for you too. Now, when people think about trying to assist you guys, perhaps people want to donate not only just cash, but maybe somebody wanted to donate prizes for the raffle, or just expanding beyond, are there other things that you could use in terms of assistance? Maybe it's items, maybe it's people on your board, maybe it's specific services that you need around the property. You know better than us. What are other ways that folks listening who are enthusiastic about what you're doing can support you?
Well, the timely thing is any items for the silent auction or the raffle. And of course, you know, if it's a logo item or a gift certificate, can help promote people's businesses as well. Just get the word out there that you're a community supporter, and sure, you know, whoever just at the event will see, you know, that you support that. You know, we're always in need of current riding helmets. We are a volunteer-based organization. Probably 80% of the work done is done by people who enjoy spending time with us and the horses. We provide training to work with the horses. Our yard work's done by volunteers. Our bookkeeping's done by volunteers.
So yard work, bookkeeping, all kinds of volunteer opportunities that don't necessarily revolve around just dealing with the horses, but to help support your efforts is what I'm reading into it.
If you show up, we will put you to work. We'll find you a job.
And again, you get to do it in a pretty nice, more rural setting. So there's advantages in terms of it being a therapeutic environment beyond just the horses.
The facility is at a beautiful location. We're very lucky to be at the Polo Field. It's a little bit of a mud pit today, but it is a lovely place to be outside, get some low-level exercise, you know, be around some great people, some great horses, and some amazing kids.
The mini horses, just out of curiosity, what is their technical species or breed that they...
Miniature horses.
That's what they're called.
Don't call them ponies.
And how tall do they get?
They're about 28, 30 inches tall. So they're...
Not even 3 feet.
No. In fact, I saw a Great Dane walking through Kailua the other day. I'm like, that dog is 5 inches taller than my horse.
So that top of the head...
The top of the head is about at hip height.
Okay, hold your hand up to where the top. That's the top of the head.
Yeah,
and so the back of the creature is like down there.
Yeah, they're 200 pounds. They're like smaller than your big moke friends, you know?
They're really cute, huh?
Yeah, they're really neat. They're really amazing animals.
Are they more sociable or the same sort of sociability of the regular horse?
They don't really, I mean, taking a regular horse out of its normal environment and putting in... they don't like to be restricted. They don't like to not know where they
right.
are.
Good
These
point.
These minis just go anywhere. And they, you know, they see their van pull around the corner and they're all happy to see it and jump right in and jump right out, and just they've really gone everywhere I've ever asked them to. And you know, they walk kids in wheelchairs, they're right at their height, so they walk up and just drop their heads right in their lap. And I mean, it's pretty neat.
They're very tame.
Very tame.
And I like that you pointed out, so the big difference is, it makes a lot of sense, large creature, rhino, elephant, horse, whatever, they need room to move, and they're not going to be as comfortable if their room is restricted, no matter which one of those large animals. Versus the small horses don't have that kind of thing, which means they can be comfortable in a smaller space. They can do more things that the horse, even though it's the same nice animal, it just doesn't have the space to feel comfortable.
They're definitely much better at it. They'll still, like, I have to watch out for restricted areas. They don't, you know, they're pretty tolerant, but they'll lose their patience after a little while. But yeah, they astound me on a daily basis of what they're willing to tolerate to go do their job.
I get it. So if the space was really small, they'd get cranky too.
yeah. We were on some fake wood decking that they were kind of okay, but then they were got surrounded by wheelchairs, and they're like, oh, we gotta take a break now. So
fascinating.
You know, but they amaze me. They have their limits too.
Oh, they're very cute. At your website, I was looking at the pictures, and they're irrepressible, no question about that. They're really cuddly and adorable creatures. Let me give you some contact information. THHWaimanalo.org is the website. You can learn a lot more there, and you can email them. They have a contact form at the website on their contact page. You can give them a buzz if that's more convenient, 808-342-9036 in the Honolulu area. And is that what folks would call if they're interested in learning about the Kona or Waimea programs?
They're different phone numbers for Kona and Waimea. Both are listed. I don't know them off the top of my head. I probably should. But they're both listed on the tabs in the website, the contact information for those two programs.
Great. I will find them and put them into your thing here for you. You can always find the contact details at, you can always get the full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests and their information at hawaiipublicradio.org, where we archive all of the Helping Hand segments online. What are other things we need to get out there or discuss that somehow we have failed to mention?
I'd like to push, we have a couple of sister programs for individuals on the other islands. On Maui, there's the Haku Baldwin Center, hosts a beautiful little therapeutic riding program as well as a other animal therapy type of service. On Kauai, there's a lovely little program called Healing Horses Kauai. I've worked with both programs, spent a great deal of time at their facilities, working with the amazing individuals that run those programs. So for people on those islands, there's options there as well.
That's great to know. And you guys are obviously having an expanded presence yourselves. It's Executive Director of Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii, Dana Venon. And their event is coming up. Benefit Fundraising Christmas Party, Saturday, December 16th, 4 to 8, Polo Field Clubhouse in Waimanalo, with dinner, silent auction, raffle, prizes. It's BYOB and an opportunity to support this organization and learn more about it and spend some time with some adorable horses. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and keep in touch with us for sure. And on behalf of any people with disabilities or special needs that you help to make their life or their loved ones or caregivers' lives better, I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.